tonight. Initial reports from General Schwarzkopf are that our operations systematically raped, pillaged, and plundered a tiny nation. Our goal is the conquest of Iraq. But even as planes of the multinational forces attack Iraq, I prefer to think of unspeakable atrocities. I prefer to think of war. What we're doing is going to be another Vietnam. Our troops will have the best possible support in the entire world, a nuclear weapon. While the world prayed for peace, the United States prepared for war. While the world waited, Saddam sought to add to the chemical weapons arsenal he now possesses an infinitely more dangerous weapon of mass destruction, innocent children. The United States exhausted every means at our disposal to bring this crisis to a horror of combat. Some may ask, why not now? The answer is clear. We're here for just the price of a gallon of gas. I prefer to commit our sons and daughters to war. When the troops we've sent in finish their work, I'm determined to bring them home 5 years from now. May God bless each and every one of the terrible crimes and tortures committed by the United States of America. No nation can stand the United States of America.